Now he goes on here and he says, furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Believe me, I listened to my dad. I hadn't heard about the new psychology that you don't pay any attention to your parents or that they don't discipline you. My dad disciplined, and I listened to him. Now he says, if we listen to our earthly parents, shall we not much rather be in subjection under the Father of spirits and live? Now, I want to tell you, if you listen to your earthly father when he disciplines you, you better listen to your heavenly father. And he makes a suggestion here, and I think it's only a suggestion. He says, you listen, you be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live. Now, what did he mean by live? Live it up? Well, I think that he meant to live the Christian life in all its fullness. But there's also the negative that's there, and that is the Heavenly Father disciplines in a very severe way sometimes. There is a sin unto death, and that is a sin that a child of God can commit. And sometimes the Heavenly Father calls his child home. And we're going to see that later on when we get to the epistle of 1 John, that the Heavenly Father sometimes takes a disobedient child home out of this world because he's disgracing him. Now, he says, you better listen to your Heavenly Father. He's doing it in love. But if you possess him going on, he may take you home. If you want to live and live it up down here, my friend, that's the thing that I settled with the Lord when I had cancer. I said, oh, God, I want to live down here. And he was good to me, and he's let me live. And then when I had this last trouble, I went to him again, and I knew that nothing is... Now, oh, there's a lot of things wrong in my life. I'm sure not perfect. If you think I'm perfect, ask my wife. She can tell you differently. But I want to say to you that I want to live. And my Heavenly Father, I found out he was just disciplining me. And I was learning a lesson. And he did it in love. And it changes the whole picture. Now, verse 10, for they, that is the earthly ones, they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. My dad died when I was 14, and no more was I under his discipline. And I think sometimes he got a little angry with me and vented his anger on me. But even then, but he did it for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, my dad did it for my profit, I'm sure. But my Heavenly Father, he does it for my profit down here.